21 chapter. But ye beloved, feeding of yourself on your most holy place. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
I'm not going to be able to do that. Amen.
Ah, you may mute your devices. What would you like the Lord to do for you today? You can mute your devices now. What would you like the Lord to do for you today? It's a blessed day. The Bible said in Psalm 118, verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. There are blessings the Lord has apportioned for you in this day. There are favor, there are open doors, there are good news. Take over today, take over today. Speak it, speak it. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. You have not invited Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. When you surrender your heart to him, fear has no stronghold in your life. Fear has no control over your heart anymore. So you are here, you are not born again, or you are joining us. You're a member of a family. You can hear me or you can see me. I want you to know that Jesus loves. There's somebody who loves you, who cares for you genuinely. And that person is Jesus Christ. I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer of faith, please forgive them their sins. Write their name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're afraid of prayer, go ahead now. Pour out your heart unto the Lord. Pour it out unto the Lord. And then send your details to the sister that led us in the testimony. Vanegebe bara negoshkapaya. Ambi no show tete. Vela do mabanga baya di de koka baradita tete. Tengo dabi tazalia tarabito zezu. Ma barabi adushe tete. Ivazia taya balade bego kabaya baya tete. Take control, mighty God. Take control, Jesus Christ. Take control, Holy Ghost. You are in charge. Baba, you are in charge. Every year, you are in charge. It will take control of that pregnancy. It will take control of that baby. It will take control of that building project. It will take control of that prayer point of yours. It will take control of that appointment you have today. It will take control of the driving. It will take control of that desires of yours. Take control. Holy Ghost, you are in charge, Baba, you are in charge, Legodabaya, you are in charge, Baba, you are in charge, take control, mighty God. Take control, Jesus Christ. Ay, ay, ay. Take control, Holy Ghost. You are in charge, Baba. You are in charge, my yeah, yeah. You are in charge, Baba. You are in charge. Ancient of days, I am that I am, Lily of the Valley. We thank you for this blessed morning. This is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for gathering us together again to cry unto you. You are the God who answered by fire. You are the God who answers prayers. And we are grateful this morning for all you have done. Prayers that have been offered from the beginning to this moment. Thank you for everyone, Lord, that used to live here this morning. Everyone, everyone, your dear. Please, Father, let it be well with your children in Jesus' name. Amen. As we set out today, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. I declare today shall be a day of blessing for you. Today is blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray the Lord will take control of today in Jesus' name. For somebody here, just to confirm again that God is with you. He said, I should tell you, before you lay your head to sleep today, it will surpass all your expectation in the name of Jesus. The expectation you have today, it will surpass it in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, anyone who perhaps in the past have been tormented by the spirit of fear, from today, you no longer experience fear in the name of Jesus. I pray for you as we pray in the Holy Ghost, the Lord will empower you in the name of Jesus. By the time we return tomorrow for the Holy Ghost service, in the name of Jesus, you'll be singing a new song. Amen. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are praying. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I want to encourage you, brethren, meditate on Jude 20. Jude 20, the chapter before Revelation. There are two things there. Building up your faith.